This is Concertzender Radio at Classical Next in Rotterdam.
We're going to hear a live performance here at Classical Next in Rotterdam, a live performance of the Hope Ensemble. It's Marc-Antoine Milon, Dr. Frédéric Bosquet, and Armel Marc. They're going to be performing Harmonie C'est Mundi. With a live performance by the Ensemble Hope, direct from France. They came all the way here to play in our offices, in the studio, the special temporary studio here in Rotterdam, upstairs on the third floor of the Doelen. And if you're listening to this here at Classical Next, come on upstairs and see these extraordinary instruments that we've just heard. The Ensemble Hope specializes in unusual instruments, and they have, among other things, Kristallbachets, and they also have an instrument called the Ufon. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sure.
Okay, so why don't you introduce yourselves? This is Frédéric Bosquet, Marc-Antoine Milon, and Anna Armel Marc. Why don't you say a bit about yourselves and the ensemble?
Sorry?
Would you like to introduce yourself and the ensemble?
Oh, yeah. So I am Marc-Antoine Milon, and I am the artistic director of the ensemble. And so it's been now many years that we have been working on very special instruments in the way to give to composers a new instrumentation and maybe new fields of composition.
When you say special instruments, I just want to say a word for our listeners, because of course they can't see how special these are.
Yeah.
These are really, even as you were bringing them in, it's already kind of theatrical, just coming in the room with them. They're big, they're as tall as a person and as long as a person, and they have these huge sort of cones, metal cones and plastic cones sticking out of them. What do the cones do?
Oh, I'm the Dr. Frédéric Bosquet, and I'm the builder of this instrument called the Ufon. The Ufon are an old invention from 1789. It's an evolution of the glass harmonica.
It's amazing. They look very modern, but it's an old technology.
Yeah, all the acoustic pavilions have been invented in the 20th century, but the fact is that those instruments are very special because it's an accumulation of a lot of innovation, and especially because now we try to put inside the instrument building the new technologies, so to bring back all the aerospace industry technology inside.
Really?
Carbon,
so you're using
plates,
like,
yeah, titanium, special alloys.
That's great. They look very high tech, but at the same time they look sort of kind of 1960s. There's something, a mix of retro and hyper modern futurist.
That's it.
Yeah. So the fact is, the idea is to allow, acoustically speaking, the same possibilities as in electroacoustic. Mm-hmm. So we have distortion plates, we have reverberating plates, we have strings to tune the harmonic table, a lot of things that allow this instrument to have an original repertory from the 18th century, but also to create a lot of music, also linked with the musical computering and every electroacoustic works.
That's great. Would you like to say a few words yourself?
Oh, you're my instrument is much more usual, but, well, for me it's a pleasure to sing with those instruments because it's a sound that we're not really used to, and I think the work for me was more like trying to connect my voice to the voices of their instruments, because it's a sound that we don't really know. It's not string, it's not keyboard, it's not exactly percussion, even though it is a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the thing for me, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to hear you. Now, tell us about the first piece that we just heard.
The first piece was created a few years ago because Venus was in transit between the Earth and the Sun, and because we are very linked with the aerospace industry and research,
yes,
we have a kind of prospective music. So we have a call for all the composers here. If you have an idea, if you want to write for us, do not hesitate. Come on. And so we have this like a spheric pieces because the sound is an ethereal sound, very pure sound. But we have a lot, you will hear in a few minutes, we have a lot of possibilities. So everyone is welcome to share this Ensemble Hope adventure.
Well, it's glorious to see you perform already, and we're looking forward to the next. Do you want to say anything before the next piece?
Just play.
Okay, tell us what we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna play Antigone.
Yes.
That's the story of from Sophocles. So it's
Sophocles,
an ancient,
yes,
Greek, and it's a piece that Marc-Antoine wrote.
Excellent. So Marc-Antoine will be one of the performers. And we're going to hear these great instruments again live for us here in Rotterdam. Armel Marc, soprano, with Frédéric Bosquet on the euphone and Marc-Antoine Milon on the bass crystal.
Thank you.
Are you going to play us another piece?
You want another piece?
I don't know if we have time. Yeah. Oh, we would love one. So would our audience. Well, they're going to get their parts together and see if they can come up with another piece for us. I expect they will. These instruments, they sound so modern, electronic, but actually there are no electronic parts here. What we're hearing is pieces of crystal, which are tuned to different pitches. Those are attached to metal bars using just sort of nuts and bolts. And then those are attached to these big diffusers, kind of conical structures of both metal and plastic. And as they were telling us before, they're also using state-of-the-art materials like titanium and carbon fiber and other things from the space industry. So it's really, the instruments are much more modern than they appear. We're going to hear La Lune Blanche by Roger Steptoe.